Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Producer Dawn McClain's hanging with us.
Hey, girl, hey.
Yeah. Steve Patterson is all fresh.
Hey, boy.
Boy.
I don't know, Donna. I'm just trying to hit all of our audience. Yeah,
all right, that's
you do
fine.
The hey, girl. It's I do the hey, boy.
Okay.
What all about right. High Boy High?
Yeah.
Can we start? Hey, there's Hey Girl Hey, hey the morning high. Show launched.
Yeah.
We could do High Boy High.
But it has to be spelled B-O-I.
B-O-I. Yeah. Okay. High Boy High. Oh, what a journey. What a journey.
Oh, gosh. In the middle of our show, almost towards the end of our show yesterday, we found out that legendary actor Ray Liotta passed away at the age of 67. So, like, sad. So unexpected.
Unexpected, yeah. He was shooting a movie in the Dominican Republic and died in his sleep. And was just like, yeah, it seemed surreal when the news came through. You just thought, what? Gosh. Only 67.
Damn. He was there with his fiance. I believe they got engaged in 2020. Yeah, it's just... just awful, like, because you can't help but think, where was she when he died? And, right. You know, naturally, you would think right next to him. So that's just got to be a horrible, so horrible thing. But on the other hand, I would prefer to die in my sleep.
Yeah.
Than, you know, most other ways.
Yes. I mean, that's, yeah, it feels like it's a, you know, this is all sort of dark to talk about, but a good way for the person who passes to go, but a really difficult way for their significant other, you know,
yeah.
To wake up in your bed and for your significant other to, you think they're sleeping, you might even leave the room and then, you know, it's just really, really tough.
Mm. I'm looking at their little love story. They, his daughter introduced them.
Oh,
he and his, fiance. So it was kind of like a blind date.
Oh, wow.
So she's got four kids. He's got a daughter from a previous relationship. Lorraine Bracco, who, of course, fellow Jerseyite, is shattered by the sudden passing of Ray. They did Goodfellas together.
Mm.
And she said that I'm utterly shattered to hear this terrible news about my Ray. I can be anywhere in the world and people will come up to me and tell me their favorite movie is Goodfellas. Then they ask, what was the best part of making that movie? And my response has always been the same. Ray Liotta.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's so sad. You know, and of course, lots of people tweeting, lots of huge actors. You know, I think De Niro has tweeted, Jennifer Lopez. Put a message on Instagram saying, because they did Shades of Blue together. They were great together. Yeah. He was so kind to my children. He was the epitome of a tough guy who was all mushy on the inside.
Mm.
And that's what made him such a compelling actor to watch. Oh, boy. We posted, or Hannah posted, our
shirts. Yeah.
A picture with our shirts. I'm Ray. We had a lot of fun with that.
There was about a year stretch on the show, which is how we sort of do it on the show. We burn bright and then, burns out. But there was not a day that would go by where we wouldn't get through a show without one of us at some point saying, I'm Ray. Could have been anything. It was from his Chantix commercials where he introduced himself.
Hey. Yeah.
And he said, I'm Ray.
Smoke. Now I don't with Chantix.
But we always thought it was funny that it was like, you know, he's Ray Liotta. He is legendary actor
Ray
Liotta.
Like, you know who you are. Yeah. You don't have to introduce yourself.
And you give us your last name, too, because it's not like, you know, I'm Kevin and I work in Boston and I used to smoke. It's like, I'm Ray. Yeah, you're Ray Liotta.
Yeah,
you're not just Ray.
You're the Ray. We do have a little montage of some of his best work.
I don't have a strong, big desire to be like major, major personality.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Really funny.
It gave me an opportunity to fulfill a dream to work with Scorsese and De Niro. And
if you build it, he will come.
You let your own daughter seduce me? Do you have any idea how much therapy you people need?
I know what you're up to. I don't like it. It's not what I would have chosen for you. It's your life.
The story is just incredible. I mean, I thought it was one of the better things that Johnny did. It was really fun working on that.
You can't just walk in here.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
What's that?
Because it's my house.
You assume that I have a warrant, and I'll assume that your mother has papers, okay?
We paid off cops. We paid off lawyers. We paid off judges. Everybody had their hands out. Everything was for the taking. And now it's all over.
Damn. So many great movies he was in. So many.
And then he does, you know, Ray Liotta had that sound. It's as we hear people talk about sort of the mushy side of him, you know, and hearing like Lorraine Bracco talk about my favorite part of working on Goodfellas was Ray.
Right.
He's an easy guy at first glance. You're just like, ooh, I'm scared of that guy.
He's kind of scary.
But then he's so nice. In fact, I'm pretty sure. Ray Liotta is also featured in one of my favorite animated movies of all time.
Oh.
B-Movie with Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, yes.
As Ray Liotta.
That's
he's in
awesome.
It as Ray Liotta. Yeah.
He was on Watch What Happens Live with Jennifer Lopez. And it was just so funny to see the two of them together because he's basically like, I don't have time for these shenanigans, you know. And Andy Cohen asked him to name like his favorite Jennifer Lopez song, you know, and he didn't know any. He had no idea any of her body of work musically. And it was just funny to see, you know, the two of them together. He was a great actor. I'm going to go.
I'm seeing this. There's an old tweet of, when was this, from 2017. In fact, look, Dawn, I'm going to send this over to you. I'll put it in yellow and things that make you go, huh?
Okay.
Maybe we could play this because there was a, it's actually just down there. I didn't put it in yellow. There was a tweet from 2017 where Ray Liotta tweeted, and he tweeted this clip. A job that I would love to do again is a voice in the Bee Movie with Jerry Seinfeld as the Bee. It's something I've always wanted to try. So, and he did it. And this is a little bit of him, and he's got Ray Liotta honey.
I enjoy what I do. Is that a crime?
Not yet it isn't, but is this what it's come to for you, Mr. Liotta? Exploiting tiny, helpless bees so you don't have to rehearse your part and learn your lines, sir?
Watch it, Benson. I could blow right now.
This isn't a good fella. This is a bad fella.
Then he tries smashing him with his Emmy, you know?
I've never seen the Bee Movie.
It's one of the smarter... If you like Seinfeld's writing, if you like that style, you'll get about 150 punchlines all sprinkled throughout.
Oh, good.
And it's quite good. Chris Rock has a great cameo in B Movie as a mosquito who he meets Jerry on the windshield of a truck. It's really very funny.
Oh, cute.
So anyway.
All right.
But RIP Ray Liotta, 67.
So sad. We've got other movies to talk about, one in particular coming up at 10 o'clock-ish, 10:15-ish.
Yes, we'll break down Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah.
What we thought, not only about the movie, but what occurred in our day. We had a field trip yesterday, and so we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll also find out if we were able to effectively, at 9:30, we'll hear if we were able to effectively irritate the morning show. And I'm hoping that we did. Maybe we can pull up the response of the morning show and hear how it played live. I think that you guys are going to get a kick out of this.
Yes.
I'm a little nervous, but we'll see how it goes.
Too.
When we come back, we got a few fun facts, things that make you go, huh? Coming up next on Dawn and Steve on Mike.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hello. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. Right, Steve?
I think it is.
Stall for me for a second.
Look at that bar in front of me. There's...
That was hot. Hey, ma'am.
Hey, Donna. Stall for me for a second.
Okay.
Steve, I really like your shirt and your hair.
Oh, today. Wait till you see what Rocco's wearing today.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to lose it.
This guy. I mean, he's got a friggin' billiards game on the back of his shirt. Like, he was talking to us. He's never even in the office with us at the before the show. And then he's just like, hey, guys, I almost brought you pastries.
But I didn't.
And then he turned and walked out. And we were like, whoa, hang on.
Get back in here.
Put it in reverse. Yes, he did. You're right.
Off of the back of his shirt.
Yeah. What a weird creature he is. There's so much that we don't know about him. How long's he even been on this show? I don't understand time.
What happened.
You'll remember it better, Don.
Ryan, R.I.P., still alive.
God rest his soul!
Down in news.
Yeah.
He left. I came on.
Right out. And that was in May of 2020 that you came on.
Yep.
Wait, where does Grant fall into this? Yeah.
Well, give it time.
I'm sorry.
I was on with you.
Yes.
Doing double duty for 9 months.
She was, was it 9 months?
Yes, Donna? It's like the gestation of having a child.
Oh my gosh. So wait, that means Dawn was producing.
I had a baby after.
Dawn was fully producing the morning show. And then instead of like, oh, let me go smoke a cigarette and have a coffee afterward and think about the work I've done, immediately produced all 3 hours of our show for 9 months. Then they bring in Grant.
Then they brought in Grant.
For the final 2 hours.
Final 2 hours. And then...
When did Grant leave?
I don't know.
You mean when Rocco... was he stolen from us?
He was stolen for LoJ.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then Rocco came on.
Then Rocco. Yeah. Okay. We need to figure out on that.
So this has all happened between 2020 and in 2 years.
Right. I wonder how long... Specifically, like, how long was Grant on our show? I don't know. If you told me it was 3 weeks, I'd be like, wow, that was a fun 3 weeks. If you told me it was a year and a half, I would probably believe you, too. I don't know.
It was under a year, for sure.
You think you know everything?
Yeah, I think I know everything. I do. Thanks.
Did we already do things that make you go home?
No,
we were selling for you.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Thank you.
Or you were selling for me first, and I was selling for you, and now here we are.
I just said I see a microphone in front of my face. That wasn't the best stalling. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's pretty bad.
I have fun facts for you.
Okay.
The latest, let me try it again. The tallest structure in the Western Hemisphere is a TV transmission tower in Blanchard, North Dakota.
Really?
It's 1,987 feet tall. The tallest freestanding structure in the Western Hemisphere is the CN Tower in Toronto at 1,815 feet. You ever been to the CN Tower in Toronto?
No, I'm not.
Oh my gosh,
I'm not allowed into Canada because of the incident.
The thing, yeah. That's supposed to expire though by 2030. No?
I hope so. You know, it's a misdemeanor here, but there it's a felony.
Tell you what, well, Mounties treat crimes differently. The CN Tower, 1,800 feet tall, and then you can go, and it's got one of those glass floors. So I was there on a sixth grade field trip. And you get to then walk on the glass floor of the CN Tower.
No, absolutely not.
Yes, Queen.
Nope.
In fact, there's something too. There's a thing at in New York called The Edge, and I think they have a glass floor too.
That I would never. I would die of anxiety.
I could see that.
I would. There's no possible way.
You know about The Edge. Thanks for asking a follow up question. I went to go to The Edge last when I was in New York in February, and people were like, hey, you got to go to The Edge. You got to go check it out. So Stevie Boy gets tickets to The Edge and I take a nap in my hotel. I wake up. It's now dark out. OK. And I'm like, oh, I got to go. I had a reserve time at The Edge. I reserved it earlier that day. It was like 7:30. So it's like 6:45. I wake up, I freshen up, and I just walk outside and I'm like looking for a cab. So I just get out of the hotel in New York, eyes straight ahead, and I'm walking in. And then I'm like, what's the guy got to do to get a taxi? Finally, a taxi comes. But I've just been looking straight and walking fast. Get into the cab. I'm going to The Edge, sir. Great. We go. We arrive, and then the cabbie says, as I get there, by the way, you're probably not going to be able to see anything with all these clouds. I hadn't even looked up in the sky. I was like, what are you talking about? So then I get out, and I look, and I'm like, oh, no, don't worry. It'll be above them. Stevie, then you have to walk into this mall.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Walking in, Stevie Boy's trying to maneuver, can't figure out where to go. Where is the edge? Is the edge in here or not? Do I need to find an elevator? Looking all around. I go up, I go down, I go up, I go down. Finally, I get to a place that actually says the edge. I'm like, oh, this is the elevator that I need. I get there and go, and I'm like, look, there's no line. This is incredible. And then I'm greeted by a sign that says, there is zero visibility. It said zero, not like it's not great. It said there is zero visibility. And if you choose to go up, there is no refund for your ticket.
Oh, wow.
And I said, well, guys, what should I do? Because I bought this ticket and they said, well, it's good for the next year because there was clouds tonight. So you can go up right now and see what you want to see, but then you can't come again on that same ticket, or just hold it. And if you think you're going to be back, so sometime when I go back, I might do that.
How much was the ticket?
I think it was about $30.
Oh, that's nothing. The cab probably costs that much.
That's right.
All right. So it is kind of cool when you're in New York City and you're on a, you know, at the top of a skyscraper to see clouds, like to be in the clouds as a human being, not inside a plane,
right?
To just be standing there is like, that's pretty phenomenal too, I think.
Yeah, you're in weather, like a cloud could pass through.
Like Dawn
your
has
face.
Probably done this. Have you, like, skydived through clouds?
Yeah.
Do you go up that high?
Mm-hmm. Wow. 14,000 feet.
Damn!
It should be 12, but 14,000.
How long does the free fall last on a typical skydive? How long do you have the feeling of like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh?
Oh, free fall. Yeah.
Is it like 15
seconds?
No. Wait a minute.
You're falling at 125 miles an hour.
Oh.
If you're up at 14,000 feet.
No.
No, it's like a minute and a half, I think. I don't know. It's hard to tell.
But wait, you know, like the free fall rides, like Tower of Terror?
Yeah.
Is it like that? But for a minute and a half, I'm just like, whoa.
And you're going through clouds, which you're,
No.
Which we're supposed to call. You're not supposed to jump whenever it's cloudy, so we call it industrial haze.
Oh, got it. Mm.
What if you hit a bird?
I've never thought about that. I think it would be pretty shocking, and it would be terrible. I've done it in the rain, which was really, really painful. It's like little knives.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Face,
and, you know, it's the pointy end of the raindrop.
Oh.
Right.
That's what we always joke
That's
about.
Funny. Wow.
Well, we learned a little bit of something there, guys. A little bit of something for everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Friday before Memorial Day weekend officially kicks off. Hope that you stick around. I think we may have effectively irritated the morning show. We'll see if we did. We'll let you hear it for yourself.
Hi, good morning. Welcome back. Friday edition of the Donna and Steve Extravaganza.
Yeah.
Played a little trick on the morning show.
Well, we found out a few days ago that I think we've sort of been, you know, there's been a little low-level irritation that's developed. Because
Correct.
The morning show, listen, the morning show and the afternoon show, Jason and Alexis, Lori and Julia, these are the cash cows.
Yeah, they're the drive time.
It's drive time. Yeah. This is when a lot of people are on the road, in the cars, all that. We are your humble servants. Mid-morning, then Cobra comes in afterward. We are humble numbles. We know that we could be excommunicated from the parish at any given point. Okay.
I mean, right now I got a crotch cam from Donna Valentine.
Yep. Yeah, Donna, we have a little camera system that allows us all to see each other, and Donna's fell off, and it's right... Right on the flavolage, Donna.
God, it was. Oh, my God. Don't look at my flavolage.
I'm not. It was looking at me. Anyway, see, this is what happens on a mid-morning show. Once you're off drive time, the expectations are lower.
Right.
You know, but the reason why I mentioned that is DJ Rock Lobster came over, and he does all of the commercials for us, and any sort of intro that you hear on any show is generally produced by DJ Rock Lobster. He's the one who works on it. So once he started working on our show, we realized we can get intros done because
we can get anything we want.
There were so many times that we would end a show and we would say, oh, hey, email Rocco, like send him a note and let him know that we want to do this.
Yeah.
And then we wouldn't do it, or it would be an email and it would go to the bottom of his email. Now we just tell them on the air. We're like, right. Hey, Rocco, can we do this?
So yeah, by the end of the show, it's done.
So Don, explain earlier in the week, before we play what happened, earlier in the week or maybe last week, what was happening? What was the tone of the morning show regarding all of the intros that now we were suddenly getting?
Well, you know, they were jealous.
yes.
There have been things that we sent over in March that hasn't...
Oh my gosh. Yet.
So then Jason had a moment on the air about it.
Okay.
And then there was a discussion, a heated discussion between he and B. Arthur about how he presented that.
About how he presented. Oh. Oh.
I didn't know this part.
Well, that's not, was supposed to not be said.
Oh.
And I just did.
Oh. Don is a traitor. Drop of a hat. So, she'll turn on either of us.
So we just thought it was either funny. Obviously, it's in a joke. And then so.
And then I started like, oh, I got a tree talk intro suddenly.
Well, first you had what started the, Jason's husband, Colin, heard that you had an intro for when you go to New York.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Jason goes, okay. What is this? Can I hear it? So then we play that and also
when you're
in first class.
Oh, yes, the first class. Yes. Yes.
So those are the ones that really, really set him off.
Okay.
And then we had the tree intro, which I introduced to them this week.
Which is such a great intro.
Which is really great. Yes. Donna sings it. and so then, just to double down... Well, Rocco sent me an email yesterday, and there's some great acting in here.
Yeah.
So
we had a little fun. So this is we got to produce this, and then Dawn was gracious enough to play it for the morning show. So now what we'll do is listen back to what happened live on the air this morning the 7 o'clock hour.
Hold on a second.
Oh, do we need to go dream sequence?
Yes, here we go.
Let's go back in time.
Dawn, you said before we went to break at the end of the six that you have something for me?
Yeah, so you know how we've been talking about how Rocco doesn't make opens for us anymore because he's on the Don and Steve show and that's his priority. And if Steve...
we're not popular anymore.
Yeah, no. And so yesterday it was ridiculous. So I actually pulled it if you want to hear...
Wait, no. Oh, Lexis.
Yes.
Lexis, are... Now, is this going to... Now, I'm in a great... I'm in a really good mood.
Yeah.
I'm in a great... Are we going to pee on the rainbow here? Is this going to irritate me?
I don't think so. I don't think it is.
Okay. So. I think so.
All right.
Yeah. Like, play it, girl.
Here we go.
All right. So that's the latest music news.
So good. You know, on Thursdays, I'm usually here at my home studio. You know what that means.
Here we go. Steve's place is pretty far away from everything.
I enjoy staying home.
I wanna stay home right here.
Where is he? Where's Steve?
I wanna stay home today.
I'm staying home.
I wanna stay.
Steve Patterson is broadcasting the show today from his home studio.
Woo-hoo.
Great work, DJ Rock Lobster. Love that. Okay, so enough about the home studio. I kind of do want to shift topics. Uh-oh. Let's make it official.
Let's do it.
Change topics!
New topic change from Steve Patterson.
I do know what's going to happen right now. Topic change.
Okay, so now that we're officially here, now everybody's like, well, what's the... Hang on, I got to clear my throat.
Do you need a cough drop? Do you need a cough drop?
You're taking
this
for water.
Let me clear my throat!
Wow. Now that intro is good. You know what? Silly me. I forgot what I was even talking about. Roll it!
Where is Steve's mind?
What?
Where is Steve's mind? Where is Steve's mind?
I went in and recorded that for you. It's not really a clip from the show. It's just something that
was like four drops.
Yeah, Don.
Is Jason deep breathing? Right?
Yeah, it's a joke. It didn't really happen on the show, but they did put the work in to make you chuckle today, you guys. I wanted to take it to the extreme.
That's brilliant.
He's broadcasting from home. I'm like, really? And now he needs to clear his throat. Really?
Change topic.
I changed topic.
Oh, where's his mind?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Jason, how are you feeling in this moment?
Yes, I want to know.
Ellen had her final episode yesterday.
Now we tried to convince him that we could, because Alexis and I can produce things. Yeah. I used to do all my opens and producing for my old show. So she's like, I can do it too. So then we tried to turn him on to,
oh my gosh,
you got maybe just taking those and then putting Jason's name in it.
Yeah.
Which offended him even more. He's like, I will not. I will not. So if you want to hear the rest of the thing.
Yeah, I want to hear where it goes from here.
Okay, sure. If you want to, you want to hear it now?
Okay, yeah. Okay, wait, okay, we're going back again. Back in.
Tried shifting to Ellen.
Yes.
Oh, God.
See, we got him laughing, Donna. We got him laughing.
Those were practice, what, just for pretend? Or will those actually make it to the show, Donna?
No, it was just for pretend.
Those were so good.
That's what's ridiculous.
So good. He made four Rocco opens to make us mad.
Four opens? He made four joke opens, and I can't get an open request done from March 22nd.
Real ones.
Rocco has time to do four joke ones that will never really make air. But I've had a request. I've had a request sitting there for 4 months now.
Oh my god.
Oh my
goodness. What is it for? Do you want me to just remind him? He might have forgotten.
No,
he's very artistic and scatterbrained.
No,
at this point, the bits
done.
Are done, right?
Oh, we don't even do it anymore.
Oh, we don't even do it anymore. We did it for. It's over.
I guess if you wait long enough,
it'll come back. Lex, we'll bring it back or something. I don't know. I've given up. I don't care anymore. It just doesn't matter. Whatever. Well, it is. It is what it is. You can only control what you can control.
I guess we can use the "Let me clear my throat" one, because that wasn't Steven's.
I'm just gonna rip. Yep. I'm gonna rip it out of there.
Or we can easily just like scratch over Steve and say
Lex,
Jason.
We are not
gonna use Jason's name
in
there.
Why can't we steal our
Lex, we are better than that.
I mean,
that.
Is that better than nothing, though?
I am not getting sloppy Steve seconds.
Could just go, yeah.
No.
Ding.
Nothing about you two. I'm just saying we are not.
Oh my gosh.
On principle.
That's so funny. And we're back in normal time.
Yes, hi everybody.
Hi everyone.
Oh, that was funny. Thank you for letting us hear that.
I couldn't wait to do it because I came in early and listened to it. And I'm like, I can't wait, because Rocco was like, okay, you have to pretend like this was on the show. So you have to act like it's a real thing.
Oh my god, honey. We will not.
No.
You scrap.
Principle.
Floppy seconds.
That's very funny.
We do have an email here from Alan who says,
Alan,
you know what would really get under Jason's skin? Ha ha. If you had a yearly segment where you present your top three favorite opens of the year and make an open for the segment. Hashtag meta.
You know what? To everybody's point there of like, those are joke ones. They were so good that we do need to figure out how to use them.
I know, we really do.
I mean,
don't tell Jason.
The broadcasting from home, that was great. And how many times, Don, are you and me right now,
clearing our throat?
Yes. And it's, do you need a cough drop? Blah, 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 blah,
I mean, they're all produced separately, and he squished it all together with your audio, so it's already done.
Where is Steve's mind? I mean, that could hit like multiple points.
Oh, we could use that at least 10 times a day.
Can we make one that's like Donna doesn't care?
Yes.
Whenever Steve
absolutely
is saying something.
I know. I'm sorry, Steve.
We played it last night. We listened to the intro.
Oh, so funny.
The Great Mandarin Restaurant.
Yes, in Eden Prairie Center.
And we were all just sitting around the table laughing, hoping that it was going to get played this morning.
Oh, so good. Thank you, Dawn.
Hey, no problem.
All right, we got to take a break.
All right, guys, we'll be back on Tuesday.
No. Okay, here's the deal.
Where is Donna's mind?
No, we have something really cool. Actress Laverne Cox has made history, and I will tell you how. I saw the story. I got to say something about it. Also, lots of artists backing out of a very particular concert. I'll tell you about that too while coming up next on My Talk 107.1. All right, we're back.
Donna and Steve. My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Something cool just happened.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
This is cool. Just days ahead of her 50th birthday, it has been revealed by the American toy manufacturing company Mattel that one of the stars of Orange is the New Black, Laverne Cox, is going to have the world's first transgender Barbie doll modeled after her. That is cool.
When you first said, just what did you say, days before the 50th birthday?
Yeah.
I was thinking, Laverne Cox is 50? You gotta be kidding.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
But no, she's not. Are you talking Barbie's turning 50? Or Laverne Cox? No, Laverne Cox is not turning 50.
I think Laverne Cox is 50.
No.
Yes, queer.
Hang on.
All right, you look it up. And she said, I can't wait for fans to find my doll on shelves and have the opportunity to add a Barbie doll modeled after a transgender person to their collection. And then she went on to say that she talked a little bit about going through therapy in her 30s and things like that and having conversations with her mom because she was assigned male at birth. She just said, I'm so grateful I've been able to be in this process, reclaiming my inner child, healing her, giving her what she didn't have the first go around. And I mean, to be 50 years old, she also says, and then to have a Barbie modeled after you, she thought that was really cool. And she said, in this environment where trans kids are, you know, being attacked, this can also be a celebration of transness and also a space for them to dream, understand, and be reminded that trans is beautiful and that there's hope and possibility for them to be allowed to be themselves. I love it. I think that's a really great move.
You better get one now. They're on sale. They're $40.
That's pretty good.
And confirmed, Laverne Cox, 49 years old.
How about that?
I would have said 34.
Really?
Yes. I thought you were saying Barbie. Well, at first I was confusing. Laverne Cox is turning 50. And then I thought, oh, no, you mean Barbie. The Barbie doll is turning 50. But no, Barbie's probably a lot older than that.
I think Barbie's older. Yeah. So I linked the story in our stuff. Do you think you could link this up so people could take a peek at the doll? Mm-hmm. Okay. Very cool. I just saw that story. I thought that is important to mention. So there you go. Okay, there is a concert that's supposed to be going on this weekend. It is an NRA, they're having their, what is it, their conference or something?
Yeah, something like that.
And so attached to that is a concert, and long story short, people are backing out left and right. Mm. I don't even think they have anybody left to even have a concert. And it is in, I believe it's in Texas, and out of respect.
It is in Texas, you're right.
For what happened, nobody feels like it should be a time of celebration, especially not in Texas.
Right.
So.
Well, and there will be a lot of eyes and ears on speeches that happen there, you know, to find out what is the tone of that.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I was going to read you some of the statements that people have made, you know, just to send love out to the families and friends affected by what had happened. But can't seem. Oh, here it is. So Don McLean, not Don McLean, but Don McLean.
Mm. Of American pie.
Yes, exactly. Is one of the people who backed out. It was the NRA's Grand Old Night of Freedom concert in Houston. Almost all the artists are out. So he dropped out on Wednesday. Yesterday, we saw cancellations from Larry Gatlin, Lee Greenwood, T. Graham Brown, Larry Stewart, Danielle Peck.
That right now there's only one remaining performer whose name is Jacob Bryant. But Larry Gatlin of the Gatlin Brothers released a statement saying, I cannot in good conscience perform at the NRA convention in Houston this weekend. While I agree with most of the positions held by the NRA, I have come to believe that with background checks that would not stop every madman with a gun, it is at least, the very least, a step in the right direction toward preventing this kind of tragedy.
Right.
And then he said, as a father, or Lee Greenwood said, as a father, I join the rest of America in being absolutely heartbroken by the horrific event that transpired in Texas. So he said, I was scheduled to perform at the NRA's private event on Saturday with my band. And after thoughtful consideration, we needed to cancel the appearance. So I think they did the right thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. That would just the idea of it needed to be canceled.
I feel like the whole thing should be rescheduled.
That would be wise.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's just going to be all about this tragedy and their message.
Absolutely.
Whatever it is about other things and gun rights is going to be lost and seen. All of this is going to be seen as an assault on these families.
There's going to be,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And so I just feel like they should change it. They shouldn't even do it.
No, I could not agree with you more. John, I don't know if you have this. Can we talk about Ellen for a second?
Yes, I've got it.
Ellen signed off yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
And she had a message for her viewers.
To all of you who have watched this show and supported me, thank you so much for this platform. And I hope that what I've been able to do in the last 19 years has made you happy and that I was able to take a little bit of pain away from a bad day or anything you're going through. And I hope I've been able to inspire you to make other people happy and to do good in the world, to feel like you have a purpose. And I've said it before, but I'll say it again. If I've done anything in the past 19 years, I hope I've inspired you to be yourself, your true, authentic self. And if someone is brave enough to tell you who they are, be brave enough to support them, even if you don't understand. They're showing you who they are, and that is the biggest gift anybody can ever give you. Hmm. And by opening your heart and your mind, you're going to be that much more compassionate. And compassion is what makes the world a better place. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. I feel the love, and I send it back to you. Bye.
Aww. That made my heart melt a little.
Oh, and then just the bye at the end. That feels so final.
Bye.
Bye. I gotta go.
And then we'll find out if she's going to take a year off or if she's going to have some amazing offer.
I bet she'll do not quite a year. I bet you by the end of this year.
I bet you're right.
It just feels like around, I don't know. That could be wrong, though. Maybe she'll. She's had so many things going on. So the idea that, you know, Ellen's Design Challenge, Game of Games got canceled as well, that it all comes to a halt altogether could maybe provide her a sense of, wow, this is great.
Wow.
What are you talking about?
You're not a bad dog. You're a great dog. We might need an intro for that, John.
Yeah, can we get an intro? We'll talk to Rocco about that. And now, Steve and Donna try their best hand at doing an Owen Wilson or any impression. What about any impression?
Oh,
you know,
love
we try
it.
All sorts of impressions. Maybe we could have something that just says they're about to do. We will not tire. We will not falter. We will not fail.
This could go on for the whole show.
Oh, man.
You are really, really good, Steve.
You guys are right.
No,
I came out wrong.
You are. You're real good.
Here's what we should do. We should let Dawn go on to other things.
Okay,
so that she can take one step closer toward Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you for everything.
We love you. Thank you for all that you do.
Have a great weekend.
DJ Rock Lobster, can you smell it?
Yeah.
Smells like a fish tank, which means he's in the building. He's getting closer. He will join us. We have some music news coming up in the 10 o'clock hour.
Yes,
and we will do a full breakdown of Top Gun Maverick, the movie, but more importantly, our field trip going out to see Top Gun Maverick, the movie together.
Great.
All that coming up. Stay there.